Pastor Greg Laurie has an important question.
Are you trying to find happiness in all the stuff this world offers? How's that worked out for you?
All my life, I've struggled with things that I've dealt with in my past.
I was starting to lose my family.
Find the peace of God.
Stop running from Him and instead start running to Him.
Harvest Georgia with Greg Laurie at Infinite Energy Arena, September 23rd through 25th. It's free. Get details at georgia.harvest.org.
Who are Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Charizard? No, they're not names from the Old Testament. They're Pokemon monsters. The new Pokemon Go game has set the world on fire, and it offers some unique opportunities to share Christ. Scott Smith is a media strategist, evangelist, and evangelism consultant for the Georgia Baptist Mission Board. He's here today to talk with us about the idea. Scott, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, John. Thanks.
Man, thanks for joining us. So there's probably quite a few out there that have absolutely no idea what we're talking about. Can you give us a quick explanation of the Pokemon Go?
Pokemon Go is a resident on mobile phones. And in the Pokemon universe, there's a video game company. I believe it's Nintendo that is somehow been able to marry up basically the maps and the GPS of the phone and the visuals through the camera. You know, for guys like you and me, John, we could go back to movies like the Looney Tunes with,
right.
I think Michael Jordan was in it. You know, you got
Space Jam, yeah.
Right, Space Jam, exactly. You have live footage with the animation. It's like that on your phone. And the Pokemon universe is in the phone. So what's happened is, The gaming company has placed monsters to be captured, and I don't even fully know because I haven't even played the game. I just know what's happening all around the country in towns and in areas that are in the community that may be popular anyway, like maybe the downtown area of a small town or maybe a museum in a larger city. But here's what we're finding. Churches are included in that.
It's phenomenal. So people are driving onto parking lots, and I will say here in our studios at the Georgia Baptist Mission Board, this is happening here.
Yes.
People are driving onto the property, getting out of their car, pulling their phone out, snapping a picture of something, and leaving.
Exactly.
So how is this? First off, it's bizarre, but beyond that, how is this an evangelistic opportunity?
Well, it's an evangelistic opportunity because, you know, for whatever reason, churches were included as sort of hotspots or communities or places where they could recharge their power or capture a little monster or whatever. Again, churches fit the profile of a public place.
Yeah.
So naturally, what's happening is churches all over the country are seeing people walk up. You know, they're just walking up onto the property looking for some virtual critter, right, that their GPS and phone tells them is there. These are great opportunities because you're going to have complete strangers that would never step on the property otherwise.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have stepped on the property if they were invited by a friend maybe or whatever. All the things we're doing to try to get people to come to church. Now, of course, it's happening through the week, not just on Sundays. And so we need to be ready. We need to be ready. So, you know, we could talk a little bit about what we did right here.
I mean, yeah, go ahead.
Our guys got a clue, and I don't know that anybody in the building was playing the game, but somebody figured it out. And as a result of that, they said, you know what, we're going to be ready with bottled water. We're going to be ready with tracks. We're going to be ready. We're going to be peeking out the window periodically and ready for these folks to come up on our property, and we'll strike up a conversation. Well, naturally, the conversation is easy to start. It's about Pokemon,
yeah.
Right? They're already obviously interested in that. Start there. Ask about the game. Start a conversation. Talk about it. Weave it into the gospel conversation about what are people really looking for? What is the real treasure worth finding? Man, there's so many ways you could segue into that. You're going to find some of these people are actually believers, as we found here at the building. They're already saved. And it was a great opportunity to talk about some things. But at the same time, most of the people who come aren't born again. And so they're open to talking. Hey, it's a great conversation starter.
Quickly, there was a track that was suggested to everybody here at our facility. What was that track? Talk us through that real quick.
Yeah, Three Circles Life Conversation Guide by NAM. You can order it from NAM.net in their store. You can get it at a local Lifeway. It's a great conversation piece. Again, No matter what way you present the gospel, the Life Conversations Guide, or the Three Circles, as it's known, is a great way to get a conversation going.
So tracks are available at NAM.net. Of course, you can go to your local Christian bookstore, pick some up as well. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, just go start talking to people about Christ.
Right, absolutely, especially when they're coming to you.
And when people drive on the property, there's no better time. Now, I will say this. If you do discover there is a Pokemon monster in your baptistry, you don't get to count that, do you?
You do not get to count that in the no. We'll count anything, but you can't count virtual critters.
All right. Thanks so much for being with us today, Scott. Pokemon Go is everywhere, and see if you are a hotspot. Your church is a spot to pick up a Pokemon monster, and let's turn it into a way to reach folks for Christ. Until next time, this is John Graham bringing you the Culture Connection.